This podcast is brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh. Hey guys, welcome to our podcast.
All right, everyone, you ready to learn about some World War II history?
I am. My name's Caitlin.
Hi, and I'm Ethan.
Joining now is our special guest, Amy.
So, Amy, can you tell me what the Battle of Stalingrad was?
The Battle of Stalingrad was for control of the city of Stalingrad in southern Russia.
Interesting. So, who was involved in this war?
Germany and Russia.
Do you know how many people were killed?
Ooh, I know. 2 million people were killed.
2 million?
That's right, 2 million. So, Amy, what type of guns were used in this war?
Submachine guns and rifles were used in caliber 94K. They also used a pistol called the Luger.
It's okay, Amy. Those are some hard words to say, man. I'm telling you what. So, Caitlin, let's throw a little pop question at you here. What was the outcome of the war?
Germany fell to the Russians with the help of Romania and Hungary.
So they were like their allies?
Yeah. We'll be right back after the short intermission.
This podcast is brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
And we're back. Ethan, here's a tough question. Can you tell me who the generals or the commanding officers were?
I sure can. Adolf Hitler, Nikita Khrushchev, Georgi Zhukov, and Alexander Vilevsky. Sorry about that, guys. Kind of hard to pronounce there.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Kind of practice Russian at my house sometimes. Oh, Caitlin, what was the significance in the overall war?
The significance was, in the end, many historians believe that the Battle of Stalingrad marked a major turning point in the conflict. It was the beginning of the march toward victory for the Allied forces of Russia, Britain, France, and the United States.
That's a lot of countries.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, how unprofessional of us. We totally forgot to say when it was.
Dang it!
Amy, can you tell me what it was?
It started in August 1942 and lasted through February 1943.
Thank you. I'm so glad you reminded me.
Jeez, what a lifesaver. And we're back. Caitlin, hit him with the facts from history.com.
Gladly. With fewer than 20,000 troops in the city and less than 100 tanks, Stalin's generals finally began sending reinforcements into the city and surrounding areas. Fighting raged in the streets of Stalingrad, with both sides using snipers poised on the roofs of the city's buildings.
Along with that, what were the weather conditions during the Battle of Stalingrad?
Well, Amy, the Soviet generals knew the Germans would be at a disadvantage, fighting in conditions to which they weren't accustomed. They began consolidating their positions around Stalingrad, choking off the German forces from vital supplies and essentially surrounding them in an ever-tightening noose.
That was really good, Ethan.
Thank you. Kind of got a little dark at the end there.
Yeah, whole war does that.
And that concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for listening and tune in for next week for our next segment. I'm Ethan.
I'm Caitlin. Thank you for listening.
This video is also sponsored by Fortnite. Jump on that bus.